welcome to episode 5 of The Main Stage. I'm Patrick McCormack, joined by Kelly Thompson. Kelly, how you doing?
Doing good. Still trying to stay busy as usual. We're 6 weeks into this now, but doing lots of stories, fun stuff to do, keeping busy.
Great content on the website and on Instagram and Twitter and all our other Malay Lions platforms. We have a great episode today. The fall was a very exciting season. Outside of two teams winning the championship, men's soccer tied his program record with 12 wins. Men's cross country finished second place at the ECC championship. Was a great meet for them. And today we're going to be joined by Jess Morrow from the women's soccer team and Haley Ware from the volleyball team. But before we get into our guest in the first segment, I just want to say a thank you to four of our golf outing sponsors, which was moved to August 31st of this year. So thank you to Bill Swartz and the Swartz Institute, Mercy Medical Center, GGI and Rich Lucidi, and BND Bank and Ralph Meyer. Thank you guys for your support for Lions Athletics and everything you do for our athletic programs and the school. But before we get to our interviews, like I mentioned before, the fall was very exciting. And Kelly and I did some traveling. Kelly got to go to Denver. She got to help out at the ECC Championship and the NCAA East Regional. I don't want to say help out. She actually did more than help out. She ran the stats portion of it, so sorry about that. But I thought it would be a cool opportunity for us to talk about some of our favorite memories from those runs, because you don't always get a run like that. And you just realize how fun the job could be with the great experiences, not just on the field of competition, but just with traveling the team and dealing with different coaches and student athletes. So Kelly, from the volleyball tournament, what was one of your favorite moments?
Yeah, sure. So it was definitely one of the most exciting falls to be at Malloy. We're not a stranger so much to hosting tournaments anymore. That's been something we've been doing the past couple of years more and more, it seems like. But with volleyball, especially just reaching that national tournament was that extra level of like, wow. So with volleyball, you're not allowed to have any of your phones. It's just you and your, you know, water bottle when you come out to practice. So we walked into the arena in Denver. Everyone just kind of stopped and stared and like was in awe of like, wow, we're in the gym, we made it. And it was almost like this moment for the whole team, but also for me and the other administrators that were there. We kind of just like stared and started looking around and kind of taking that all in. And I think that that's something that we don't really get to do very often, especially in our line of work. So getting to do that and just kind of looking around and not even worrying about like, wow, I should be filming this right now, or I should be doing something, and just kind of being like, wow, we did all this work and we got here. It was definitely a special moment.
And then definitely for the soccer side, it was exciting because you followed the team and they started out great and then they lost their first two ECC games. So you still expect them to make the playoffs and they get in on the last day of the season. And I traveled up to Bridgeport with the team and they beat Bridgeport in penalty kicks. And then they found a way to beat Tech. And then they went on to play in the first game of the NCAA tournament. And it was fun to go up to Mercy and watch it there and win that game. And then my favorite game was a Mercy game because it was cold. It was pouring rain. Hanging out on the sidelines, watching the game, getting stuff for the website. And it was just a battle back and forth. Mercy went ahead 1-0. Then we tied it. And then we ended up winning in penalty kicks. And the best part about that was it was a game of a roller coaster ride. And we found a way to win and just watching the team celebrate. And you went back to the tent and they're all singing Halo just to see them make that regional final and get to play St. Rose in Albany. It's a great experience for all that. So it was a great fall. Not just soccer did well, but everyone had a very good collective fall, and it's a great journey that we look forward to repeating soon.
Definitely. That's why you do this job, is for the moments like that. It makes it worth it. We're excited to talk to Haley and Jess and hear a little bit more from their side today. So our first guest today's podcast is senior from the volleyball team, Haley Ware. Haley, how has this whole quarantine situation been treating you?
I'm hanging in there the best I can. A lot of homework.
How are you spending your free time?
When it's nice out, I try to get outside, try to go for a run here or there, but it's mostly been inside for me doing homework and, you know, watching movies and stuff.
Haley, moving into the season, it was a great season. You guys won the regional, went all the way to Denver. Going into the beginning of the year, what were some of your team goals?
Well, my sophomore year, we won the conference. My junior year, we just missed it. We came in second. So I think our main goal for my senior year was to win it again. But You know, we went in with high hopes. We were going for the regional title.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was obvious, you know, from after that 2017 season that was always going to be the eventual goal of the program, was to get that regional. So when you're going through the season, was there a moment that you kind of knew, you were like, okay, well, we've always hoped that we were going to get to this point, but you were like, this is doable. Like, this is something that we can really just, you know, hammer down and get done if we play our game.
You know, I think that we had a really good group this year. There were a lot of defining moments for us, but I think one in particular was when we beat Bridgeport at Bridgeport, which was something we never did before. And I think at that moment we were just like, wow, we could really do this. We could beat anybody, anywhere, and I think we're going to go all the way.
And you guys had that mindset going into games. You guys put teams away early, and if you had to take it to that fifth set, you guys found the way to win, which is one of the main reasons why you hosted both the ECC tournament and the NCAA regional at Queeley Gymnasium, which was a really fun place to be around. The gym was loud. It was packed. There was people all around the walls. What was that experience like for you, hosting both the ECC and the NCAA at Queeley Gym?
For this team, we've always been stronger at home, so the goal was always to play at home. After a great season, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to host because our gym's a little bit smaller and there were some concerns. But when we heard that we were going to host, we were extremely excited because we packed the whole thing out. It was so loud. It was just an experience like no other. It was really exciting.
So you're going into that NCAA tournament. It's not something new for almost anybody on the team. You had a pretty veteran team returning. You guys went to New Haven 2 years in a row. But what made this different? I know being at home is probably a big factor of that, but what made this NCAA tournament different? Like, was it a mentality? Was it a confidence thing? What made that extra special to give you that boost?
I think it was a combination of, we were really confident. And I think the core of the group was the seniors. You know, we wanted to give it all we had for our last season, and the rest of our team really supported us with that. And just giving it a last hurrah was pretty much the main goal, and doing the best we can. And then being at home, there was a lot less stress. We were able to go to class. You know, the goal was to focus on volleyball, but we were able to like remain less stressed outside of volleyball.
Now, you have three great years in a row, one where you hosted and then went up to New Haven, one where you went to Damon and then went back to New Haven, and then you stayed at Molloy for 2 years. Do you have a favorite moment in those three experiences?
For regionals?
Yes, or throughout your career, either or.
It's so hard to pick. I would say my favorite moment of all time was winning the conference the first time. We got to host, and this was something new for us at the time. And just being in the gym where everyone was really excited and didn't know what was going to happen, it was something that I can't describe, and really nothing compares to that moment when we won. So I would definitely say winning in 2017.
No, definitely. I think the feeling was, there's no way to describe how that gym felt any of those times, really. 2017 especially, because I don't want to say it was unexpected, but it was unexpected. It wasn't everyone was like, oh, this was definitely going to happen. Nobody saw that coming. But the energy in Queeley when you guys are playing is something that I think is really special and that people don't understand unless they feel it.
Exactly.
You kind of had a roller coaster almost of a career with Molloy. Can you kind of talk about your first, you know, your freshman year and then how that changed and your kind of journey with the team and how, like, the ride that it's been?
I think that you hit the nail on the head. Roller coaster is a great way to describe it. My freshman year, we didn't have the best season. We went 6-24. We were a really young team, and you know, we just weren't clicking. We didn't have the best season. So sophomore year, things really changed. We had a new coach, some new girls, and we turned things around. And little by little, we started gaining confidence. We won our first conference title. We went to the regionals. the next year, same thing. And then senior year, that was when it really all changed. We just wanted to win it all. There was nothing stopping us, and I think everybody knew that. All the teams we played, even if you talked to the girls after, they said, you know, we knew, you know, just the way you came onto the court, you had us.
The team wrapped up a great season this year. And for you personally, what are some of your plans for next year?
Well, I'm in the five-year program at Molloy for education, so I'll be receiving my master's next year for special education. So I hope to become an elementary school teacher after that. But honestly, my parents haven't let me water ski at all because they're afraid I'm going to get hurt. So I'm pretty much just totally excited to get back up on the skis this summer and, you know, have some fun.
You really,
that's an exciting thing to look forward to.
You really want to be allowed out.
Yeah, I do. Definitely.
All right. So we're kind of going to switch gears a little bit and go more the rapid fire questions about your team. So just whatever comes to your head first. It can be one word. It can be more than one word. It just, however you want to answer them, totally up to you.
Okay.
So who's the funniest person on your team?
That's such a toss up. And the girls take a lot of pride in it. So I'd have to say Graciela Cruz.
Who's the other one? What's the toss up?
Kathleen Doherty.
Okay.
Who's the team DJ?
Jess Vachetti.
What kind of music does she play?
She's controversial because some of the girls like country and some of the girls not so much, so depends on the day.
So she mixes it up.
Yes, she does.
Very nice.
Who are your roommates on the road?
We mix it up, but for Nationals, it was Jess Vachetti and Devin Hagerstrom.
If you could play any other sport at Molloy, what would it be?
I think softball. I played softball for a long time before I went to Molloy, but I picked volleyball over softball.
What position did you play?
Center field.
All right. What's your favorite place on the road to play? Where's the favorite place that you guys play? That could either be because you've done well or you like the gym, you like the atmosphere.
NYIT. I mean, we didn't play them this year, but NYIT because it was just so intense. Or LIU Post. Those were two tough competitors.
Cool. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. It's kind of, I think that, you know, those years are going to live on at Molloy way past, you know, now. I think that that's something people are going to be talking about for a really long time. So it's been nice to kind of get your perspective on that.
Yeah, I hope so. It was a great career. So
awesome.
Well, thank you, Haley.
Stay well.
No problem. Have a good quarantine.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Our next guest is a junior in a women's soccer team, Jessica Morrow. Jess, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. How has this time been for you?
You know, a little stressful, a little boring, you know, trying to take it day by day.
And then what are some of those things you're doing with your free time?
Well, I actually just took a job as a nursing aide at Mercy Medical Center.
Very nice. Congratulations. How's that going?
It's going good, you know. It's kind of crazy over there, but
what do they have you doing?
Just helping out the nurses, you know, take some vital signs on patients, help turn them, move them, whatever it is they need help with.
That's a good experience to have, though.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Awesome. So talking about soccer a little bit, take me back to preseason going into this year. What were your goals going into it?
Well, obviously, we were disappointed with the season prior, not making it into the ECC tournament. So that kind of fueled us and brought us to really work hard over the summer. I know personally, I wanted to come in best shape possible. So I worked every single day, running, lifting, whatever it was it took to, you know, be my best self as a player. And I mean, I think everybody else did that as well. And when we came in during preseason, we just had this kind of vibe that was like, we got this, like, we know we can do this and we can go very far.
At what point did you realize this is a special team? We could make win the ECC championship. We could be a top team in the East region.
From the very first game against Stonehill, against Stonehill, we never really win our first opening matches. So coming into that first game and coming off with a victory, it definitely was like, oh wow, we have the talent, we have the potential to really go far.
Well, especially against a team that is, you know, known in the region for being a pretty decent program, to come away with that must have been a big confidence booster.
Absolutely.
So we're going to flash forward to the end of the season now. You play that game against Queens, and you need to win to get in. You win, you've made the playoffs. Kind of talk to me about, you know, that whole feeling.
Going into Queens, like you said, it was a must-win situation. So we went in, like we do every game, wanting to win. But this time we had a little extra fire under ourselves, and we kept working the whole 90 minutes. And once we got it, it was like, let's keep going. And we kept working, putting in 110% into every single session, every practice, and working towards, you know, the ECC championship, basically.
You guys made the playoffs your freshman year, unfortunately failed to make it your sophomore year, and then made it this year, won the championship, and made the East Regional Final. What made this year different than your first 2 years with Malloy?
I would say the work ethic, you know. Like I said, everybody came in wanting to win, wanting to, like, prove to everybody that we have what it takes, that we're not just this school that's just hanging around trying to compete with everyone. Like, we are a competition and a competitive team for everyone to come against.
So your playoff run, I mean, the playoffs in general, it's an exciting experience, but you guys, a 1-0 game, a 2-0 game, 2 games to go to penalty kicks. Kind of talk to me about the playoffs. Like, was there one moment or one game that stands out that you're like, wow, like, this was really something special or something exciting? Like, what was your favorite?
My favorite was the ECC semifinal against Bridgeport, coming in against the defending national championship team. We had lost to them earlier in the season, so we wanted to kind of come back and get our vengeance, because we knew that we had what it took to beat them, but the first time around, it just didn't click for us. So that game went into penalty kicks, and Jackie had an amazing game, kept us in it. Every single person had put in all their effort and that entire game, and when we got to penalty kicks, we were like, we got this. We know there was no doubt in any of our minds that we weren't going to come away with a win. And every single girl that stepped up took their shots. Jackie made some incredible saves. And it's a game that honestly will forever probably be one of my favorites.
You scored too. It's not the worst.
Yeah.
That was
one of my PK.
That was a moment that stands out in the video. You scored a clincher, then you're looking around, you turn one way looking for someone to hug, then just run towards Jackie. One of those cool moments during the season.
Yeah, I knew I had to go to Jackie first, because she had kept us in that game. She made incredible saves in that PK, like I said, and she was the first person that, you know, needed that. I wanted to go and hug.
And then you guys make the NCAA tournament, and you beat Stonehill in the first round again. And then you go in to play Mercy, and it was cold. It was rainy. And you guys fall behind 1-0. Then you guys tied and win in PKs. What was that game like, playing Mercy and an ECC rival in the NCAA tournament?
For one, it was a very cold, cold game. But, you know, that didn't let us get in the way of how we were going to go in and play. We got down early in the game, but we didn't stop. We kept pushing through, kept fighting, and eventually we got our goal. We had lost again to Mercy earlier in the season. We weren't on our game that time either. We were very disappointed in ourselves at that time. So we came in looking for revenge almost. So everybody worked hard. And once we got to PKs again, I would take Jackie over any other goalie in the ECCs and honestly the entire country, because she was incredible again. And the girls who stepped up to take the PKs also you know, really put in what they had to put in. And it was an incredible feeling to come out with a victory in those weather conditions away on their home field. So it was an incredible, incredible experience.
Looking at that postseason, you guys started with Bridgeport, a team you lost to in the regular season. You beat Advance in PKs. You lost to Tech during the regular season. You beat them to win the championship. And then you lost to Mercy in the regular season, then beat them to make the East Regional Final. So you guys took three teams you lost to and beat them when it counted and moved on.
Yeah, you know, we kind of made it like our revenge tour in a way. So it felt good to come back and beat the teams that we had lost to earlier in the season. To kind of prove ourselves that we have what it takes and that we can beat them.
So I know this off season is a little different with your losing the spring's portion of your season. I'm sure, all of the off season work is going to be affected by this, but what are your goals for this summer coming into next season and, you know, moving forward with the team?
Definitely still, you know, keeping the fitness level up and keep working with that every single day, continue getting stronger. We've been doing Zoom workouts throughout the spring season to kind of keep ourselves together, connected, and working out all together. And so we're going to continue trying to, you know, build upon that, build upon our success, and prove to everyone that it wasn't just the fluke season, that we have what it takes to continue it into next season.
Great. Now we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to do some rapid fire questions. So answer with one word, a couple words, whatever you see fit to answer it. So to start, who's the funniest on the team?
Wow. I'll go Dan Potch.
Okay.
Dan is known to be pretty funny. I could deal with that answer.
Yeah.
Who's your team DJ?
Me.
You. What do you play?
We go into every game. This season was Halo. We've listened to Halo before every game. Kind of got us going. And
how'd that start?
You know, just some of us were hanging out one night, and then this song came on, and it's one of those songs where everyone just kind of starts singing along to, and like, you know, really getting into it. And how it went was, so when the Halo parts come on, there's always like a second Halo right behind it. So like, some girls would be doing the regular Halo, and then like I would come in the in-betweens and start screaming that other one. And it was honestly like a really funny kind of joke, but then we just kept it going because it got us really pumped and energized basically.
One of those cool moments from the run was after you beat Mercy going into the tent and everyone just singing Halo and getting pumped up or celebrating the win, which was cool. One of my memories from that run.
Yeah. It wasn't until like later in this like halfway through the season where the coaches really were like, why do you guys always sing that song? We're like, it's just a tradition now. And so when we got that win against Mercy, we went back into the tent, you know, kind of change, get our clothes off. And then our coach Stevie May was like, you guys got to sing Halo now. So we're like, absolutely, without a doubt. And we just start blasting in and start singing it.
Those are the things that make a season memorable. I mean, obviously the championship and the games and stuff, but those are the things that make it special. Those are the things you guys are going to remember and kind of have with each other all the time. That's cool.
Absolutely.
Who are your roommates on the road?
I was rooming with Lauren Marinello, Eleni, and Lindsay.
So if you could play another sport at Molloy, which one would you pick and why?
I would probably choose I don't know. I think I would choose rugby. I don't know. I like the physicality, you know.
It's always there for you when you're done with soccer.
That's true.
I'm sure they would love to hear that.
And then just to conclude, do you have a favorite place to play on the road?
I mean, nothing beats our home field, you know. Personally, coming from Rockville Center, and I've been playing on that field my whole life. You know, it's a special place to me. So I don't really have a favorite on the road, but because home is just a special spot for me.
That works.
Awesome.
Jess, so thanks for coming on and taking the time to talk to us. Absolutely. See you around hopefully soon.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
Stay well. Enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. That'll do it for episode 5 of The Main Stage. We would like to thank our guests, Haley Ware of the volleyball team and Jess Morrow of the women's soccer team, for taking the time to talk to us.
And just before we end, I want to apologize when I was mentioning all the fall teams that had great seasons. Forgot the women's tennis team and Coach Brendan Caputo. They made the playoffs for the first time, and they really had a special run, which was fun to watch. So I'm sorry for forgetting about you, women's tennis, but we wanted to include you in the great season because it truly was a good year, and I apologize for that again.
Another shout out for our sponsors with Built and the Schwartz Institute, Mercy Medical Center, DGI with Richard Seedy, and B&B Bank with Ralph Meyer. All the work that you guys do for us is really appreciated. For all the latest news regarding Molloy Athletics, be sure to check our website, www.molloylions.com, or follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Molloy Lions and Molloy Athletics on Facebook. Catch you next time.